Before we dive into the episode, I just wanted to tell you about the Moms Make Money Collective community, where we host free networking events every single month. If you are interested in learning more about how you can connect with other moms in business and build out your referral network, then go to momsmakemoneycollective.com/networking today and sign up for the free community. I hope to see you inside. All right, let's jump into the episode. I don't know about you, but I am a big fan of goal setting. To help hold myself accountable for achieving my goals, I'm sharing my main goals for both of my businesses today on the show. Without further ado, let's get into the episode.
Welcome to the Moms Make Money podcast. I'm your host, Jenny. I'm the owner of Moms Make Money Collective, a podcast and visibility strategist and mom of two. Many moms feel like we need to sacrifice our careers for our children, but I wholeheartedly believe that we can have a thriving business and family at the same time. In this podcast, we're going to be diving into the ins and outs of running a business as a mom and getting real and raw about all things parenting. So buckle up because we're about to go all in.
Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. If you're new here, thank you so much for joining us. I'm super excited that you're here. If you've been listening since the beginning, I so appreciate you for continuing to show up each and every week. It has been so fun to build this community, and I can't wait to continue to see how it grows over this year. So last week, I talked about why goal setting is important for mom entrepreneurs and also how to set goals based on your current season of life. So today, I'm going to be sharing some of my own goals for 2024 in terms of business for both my agency and the Moms Make Money Collective brand. So I'm not going to be sharing like the smaller goals I need to achieve to reach these bigger goals that I have because we'd be here all day basically, but I'm just going to share like three goals for each business that are bigger goals of mine for 2024. So let's jump right in. So let's start with my podcast management agency called Savvy Podcast Agency. One of the things I've been wanting to do for the past year and a half or so is to redo my website and kind of do a little refresh, little rebrand, change the name up slightly. Not really alter the colors much, but just change things up a little bit. So that is one of my big goals for this year is to redo my website and move everything over to a new domain. I know that does take some time, but that's why I'm making a goal for the year. So I'd love to have most of it done by the end of the Q1. And then once it's kind of complete, I'd continue improving and adding some new things and stuff there. So that's kind of my goal is to get everything over by the end of the year, but really start utilizing that website, you know, more in Q2 and beyond. My second goal for my agency is to fully build out my membership called the Profitable Podcast Society with the core content. So as of recording this, I have module 1 completed and in the portal and am planning on getting module 2 in February, module 3 in March. And yeah, so that's what we're working on. That is a big goal for Q1. And then I just want to continue to grow the membership, make it better, improve it after we have all the core content in there. So I'm really excited about that. If you're a podcaster and you want to check out my membership, I will leave a link in the show notes for you guys to go check it out. But basically, it's helping people who already have a podcast but kind of want to systemize it, grow it, and scale it. And then I have another membership, a mini membership for people wanting to launch their podcast called the Podcast Launch Club. So if you want to launch, you would do the Podcast Launch Club. If you want to grow it, you'd do the Profitable Podcast Society. So that's kind of my goal there. And then my third goal for the agency is to finish systematizing and productizing my agency's offers so that things are more streamlined and need less of me in the onboarding process. I have a pretty good process down, but it can always be improved. So that is one of my big goals for this year because, you know, when you're in a growth phase, which is what I want to be in. If your systems are kind of bogging you down, then it makes it harder to grow successfully. So that's the goal, to get that all ready for growth so that when we are growing, I don't feel so stressed out and like I'm spending every moment of time working. So those are my goals for my agency. I have quite a few more, but those are my big ones. My next goals are for my Moms Make Money Collective brand. So my first goal for that one is to run 2 bundles minimum this year. So I have one planned already that's coming in March that I'm really excited about. I'll be sharing more on the show about it here soon. And I'm also planning another one in August, right before school starts, or when school's starting, really. It doesn't really have anything to do with school, but I'm just kind of like, you know, people like to refresh their business and get really activated in growth mode, usually right around that time when school starts. So running two bundles minimum this year is a goal of mine, because bundles are a really great way to grow your list, and it's not as much effort as a summit. While I do love hosting summits, it's a little bit more low effort. My second goal for this business is to launch the Moms Make Money shop. So this will be a shop with like templates, different trackers, templates, anything smaller that is not like truly a course or anything like that will live inside the shop. And it's going to be all business related stuff in addition to things that help you run your household. So stuff that moms will find useful. So I'm really excited to get that launched at the end of Q1. And yeah, that'll be really fun to add to this business. And then my last goal for this brand is to host my very first summit for this brand. So I've hosted countless summits for my other brand and my joint business, but I never host a summit for this brand. So I'm really excited to do that and have a summit just for moms. So that'll be later this year. So stay tuned. If you are someone who enjoys summit, I will be sharing more details as it gets closer. But those are my three goals for this brand. I have, like I said, I have more for both brands, but you know, would be here all day if I was sitting and mapping out and listing out every single goal that I have for each brand. Obviously, I have list growth goals that I want to achieve. I have monetary goals I want to achieve, etc. But I just wanted to share like my top three big goals that I'm planning this year with you guys. So yeah, I would love to know, what is one thing that you want to achieve this year? Let me know over on Instagram. You can find me at Moms Make Money Collective. I can't wait to hear from you, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. I'd love it if you would head on over to our free Facebook group called Moms Make Money Collective to connect with us further. If you're more of an Instagram fan, make sure you're following us on Instagram at Moms Make Money Collective. If you're loving the show, make sure to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Your feedback means the absolute world to us. We'll see you in the next episode.